So I'd like to invite you to come down to the ground. Just before you do, just letting yourself really be there for each moment of that movement as you make your way down. And I'd like to suggest that we come down to the knees bent and feet on the ground. And you could experiment with how wide you have your feet and how close they are up to your pelvis. Just seeing if you can find that place where the legs are balanced without having to hold themselves up too much. So the thigh muscles can begin to let go a little bit. And the weight of the thigh bones can begin to settle back towards the hip sockets. And the weight of the shins can begin to rest down through the ankles into two wide feet. And you might invite some width across the back of your rib cage. So there's space around your armpits. And letting the back of your neck be long. And you might let your awareness just drop down to those places where your body is touching the ground. Just sensing into that relationship between that place where your body meets and the sensations that are arising from that place, from those places. And as you become aware of those places, you might just sense into the quality of your awareness. So just sensing, is there any kindness present? Is there any curiosity? Perhaps letting yourself become aware of the space around you and the sounds being received by your ears. Perhaps the sense of space, of silence in between and around those sounds. And then letting your hands come to rest somewhere on either side of your rib cage. So just letting the hands be relaxed, so you might invite them to soften from the inside. So the fingertips can point inwards, and just a light spreading of the palms. just allowing that contact of your hands to just become a bit more sensitive, so you can really begin to feel what's underneath your hands. So as the hands soften, you might begin to feel a sense of your clothes. And there may be a sense of warmth of the body from beneath your clothes. And then you might also sense the movement. Some movement as the breath is breathed within your body. And just like with sounds, you might, in a very effortless way, just let your breath be received by your lungs. And you might let yourself just feel that sense of natural sense of expanding of the rib cage as the breath comes in. And you might sense the kind of springiness of the rib cage as it accommodates the lungs as they open and expand. And as you breathe out, just sensing into those sensations underneath your hands, maybe a quietening down through the front of the ribs. Sense of the lungs relaxing. Maybe a sense of the weight of you getting a little more as you breathe out. So how would it be to just begin to invite your breath, this fine breeze of air, to, in again a very effortless way, just find all that space within your rib cage, within your lungs. So you might see how it feels to invite your breath into the sides of your lungs and the back of your lungs. As if the lungs could open in all directions. And then bringing your awareness into your arms, so as you just sense into your arms, just beginning to move them so they come to beside your body. Palms facing downwards on the ground. And again, just maybe taking off the label of arms and just feeling into these two limbs, the actual sensations of your arms as they rest here. The weight of them. You might sense the outer surface of skin, maybe the inside of your arms. And as if you've never moved your arms before, just beginning to let them float a little up off the ground. Just feeling that sense of the ground and your arms moving away from the ground, and then just continuing, letting the arms float up. You might notice how the weight in your arms begins to shift a little more back towards the shoulders as they get further up. And then you might pause when your fingertips come to that place where they're pointing upwards to the ceiling. And just let the weight of your arms drop back towards your shoulders.
as you continue, if it feels possible for your body, continuing to let the arms move over the head, towards the ground behind you or above you. Just feeling that moment as your arms get closer to the ground and then finally land. And then when you're ready, let the arms begin to make their return journey. So rather than moving the arms from a distance, you might have a sense of really being in the arms, the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, your hands. And then as they come to land on the ground, just noticing any after effects. There may still be a resonance of that movement, even though your arms are landed. And then if you bring your awareness down to your right leg, and just feeling that leg, the actual sensations that are happening right now. And again, as if you've never experienced how it is to move that leg, just beginning to pick the foot up off the ground. You might feel your hip, your thigh bones, your knee. And just moving that foot up towards the ceiling. You might keep the knee soft. And let's just maybe explore the ankle joint. So if you put your mind inside your ankle and just begin to circle your foot around, just noticing those tendencies for us to go into automatic pilot. You might change direction. And then just loosening the whole of the leg. So you're maybe just swishing the foot from side to side and swishing the knee from the hip joint. Maybe bending the knee a little more. Just loosening all the muscles on that leg and letting the weight of the bones settle back to the hip. And then if you come to rest the outside of that right ankle on the top of your left thigh, and if it's possible for you, you might want to bring your hands to the foot, to that right foot, or your foot to your hands, whichever feels easiest. And just begin to let your hands explore your foot. So you could maybe give it a little massage. And you really don't need to get fancy. You could just rub the foot, knead it a little bit. Just exploring, rediscovering the shape of your foot, the bones. You might sense the softness of the muscles in between the bones, around the inner arch. And maybe the different sense of maybe some skin very smooth, some more rough. You might explore your heel bone, the roundedness of the heel bone, And see if it's possible to let a sense of care and kindness come through your hands as you give your foot just a little appreciation through touch. And then let's bring that foot back down to the ground where it began. And as you let it land on the ground, maybe just sensing into how the feet are feeling, if there's maybe any difference between each side. Maybe a difference between each leg. And then if you bring your awareness into the left hip and the left leg, just maybe feeling the weight of it. And how would it be to just pick that foot off the ground? Just feeling how it is to open up that leg, open up the knee. Keeping the knee soft, and just feeling the weight of that leg now in a different position. And you might explore your ankle joint. So that place where your foot connects to the rest of your leg, that place we call the ankle. And then let that kind of loosening movement spread its way down the leg, so you might swish the leg a little bit from side to side, maybe bend the knee a little more. And just loosening the muscles, the big muscles on that leg, and maybe in the hip. So you could really let the pelvis rest down towards the ground. And then if you come to place the outside of the left ankle on the top of the right thigh, and then you might slide your foot down a little more as you bring your hands to this time give your left foot a little bit of care. And it's fine to just rest where you were with the foot against the thigh if this doesn't feel possible for your body. So the individual toes. The long bones that make up the toes. The roundedness of the heel bone. And all that muscle and space up inside the inner arch. You might just notice the quality of the sensations as you knead or rub or massage your foot. And maybe there's a Vedana that comes with those sensations, pleasant, maybe unpleasant, or maybe neither. And then let's bring that left foot back to touch the ground, just feeling that moment as you receive a sense of the carpet and the ground beneath. And then let's bring both knees up towards the chest. And you could have one, if you bring one hand to each knee and just gently begin to rock the body, the pelvis from side to side. And as you do, you might begin to open to a sense of the ground. Your body just rolling a little around the ground and the ground. Receiving your body, the weight of your pelvis. And feel free to experiment whether you have your knees maybe at times quite close up towards your chest. Or maybe a little further away. Maybe the knees want to move a little away from each other. And just notice how that might change the quality of contact around the back of your body. If you allow the movement to maybe still be quite slow, you can really let yourself be sensitive to all the different muscles, joints, your spine. You might meet some tightness, some discomfort. And as you do, you might let there be a sense of friendliness as you meet that. A sense of care. And then let's just allow that natural rocking, if you maybe take your hands away from your knees and just allow that rocking to rock you all the way over to the right side of your body. And just feeling how it is to come onto the right side of your body and then let your hands begin to bring you upwards and then around. You might bring your feet to the ground and then come into a kind of squat position if that feels okay for your body. Just letting the weight of you be rested back towards your pelvis as you just begin to slowly open up the backs of your knees. And as you do, you might bring your awareness to your whole body. Just noticing any unnecessary holding around the back of your neck, maybe your shoulders, your jaw. Letting your feet really receive the ground underneath. And letting the breath be received again to the front, to the sides, to the back of the ribs. And then when you're ready, you could maybe draw down a little more through your legs, through the bones in your legs. Maybe bent knees still quite generously as you come up. Just letting the weight of you begin to transfer lots more down through the lower half of your body as you make your way to upright. So maybe just check out, are you in the present moment, right now? So what tells you that you're in the present moment? How do you know? Is there a sense of sounds? Maybe a sense of body sensations? Maybe a sense of your breath moving inside your body and back out from. And just let your awareness come up to the very crown of your head. You might just notice that very tallest point of you. And then let your awareness just spread down the sides of your head, your face, and the back of your head. You might sense into your face, your jaw, maybe a sense of inside your skull, your brain. And then let that awareness begin to spread down through your throat, your neck,
maybe a sense of inside. And then let that awareness spread out to your shoulders. Maybe feeling into the left, the right shoulder from the inside. And then down through these limbs that we call arms, through the wrists into the hands, and then if you come to your chest and just let yourself experience the front and the back of your chest, sides, the inside, the inner chest, your heart, the quality of your heart right now. And then down into the belly, your pelvis. And then just let your awareness move down through the legs, and you might soften your knees if they're not already. You might feel a sense of solidness in the legs or of softness, the texture of your clothes, the hardness of the bones. Down through into the feet. And just feeling into the very bottoms of your feet. So a sense of the ground coming up to meet your feet, perhaps. And as you breathe in, you might want to experiment with just imagining or feeling as if you could breathe in through the soles of your feet, all the way back up the body. And when you reach the crown of the head, breathing out and breathing down through the body, all the way down through the legs, to the soles of the feet. And then again, breathing in through the soles of the feet. As if you could direct your breath, your awareness up through the body, and then back down again, back down into the feet and beyond into the ground. And as you invite this breath, you might notice your body responding to that sense of direction, that sense of breath, of ground, of the space above. And then you might just let go of that way of breathing, and let's bring the palms just to in front of the lower abdomen, so palms facing upwards. And you might just lightly spread the fingers so there's a sense of openness through your palms. A little roundedness and softness through your elbows. And as you welcome the breath and letting the hands rise upwards, up the front of the body, and as they reach the heart space, turning the palms and letting them come down again. Just feeling that movement as they come down, and then turning the palms back to where they were as you reach the abdomen, and breathing in, letting the hands float upwards. When they reach the place in front of the heart, turning the palms and letting them float downwards. And as you do, you might soften the knees a little, maybe sinking in the knees. And as you breathe in and let the hands come up, you might unbend the knees a little bit. So settling into your own rhythm. How would it be to let awareness fill the whole of your body as you move? So a sense of the outer surface of skin in contact with the air in your clothes. And then the inner body, the space inside of you. Breath moving into that space. And then just coming to pause where we began, and you might just let the arms relax. And maybe just beginning to let the body turn from one side to the other. And if you're feeling very quiet and you want to just let this movement be very small, then do. If you're feeling like you need to be more vigorous, then do. So inviting a little springiness into the knees as you turn. Letting the eye gaze follow the natural movement. And see if you can give your arms full permission to undo, to be really effortless. How does it feel to be breathing? How's your belly feeling? Did it maybe soften a little? How about your jaw? And then just beginning to let that movement get smaller and smaller, and just very naturally letting it come to an end. And as you drop inside your body, you might notice a whole different landscape of sensations. You might notice being particularly drawn to some sensations, kind of moving away from others. Maybe some, just maybe don't get to be on our radar. As best you can, broadening out your awareness to your whole body, your whole being standing. And then let's bring the palms to just in front of the abdomen again, with the palms facing upwards and the fingers lightly spread. A roundedness and a looseness through the elbows and the shoulders. And as you breathe in, letting the palms rise upwards again, this time to the throat space, and then they can turn and the palms can begin to face upwards, reaching up towards the sky, and then breathing out as you let the palms, the arms, float down the sides of your body, and back to where they began, as they then come upwards, breathing in, turning the palms in front of the throat, palms opening to the sky, and as you breathe out, just checking that your arms are still in view as they come down, so they're not pushed back, and your shoulders are still able to relax. And sinking in the knees a little, if your knees are okay with that as you come down, and then unbending them a little as you come up. You might look upwards a little as the hands rise up. Seeing if it's possible to relax into this movement even a little more. Noticing any particular feelings, thoughts that arise from moment to moment, allowing them to be met with a spacious, friendly awareness as much as possible. So awareness of the front of your body, the back of your body, the sides, the bottom of your feet, crown of your head. The space around you. Space inside of you. And then letting that movement come to a close in your own time. You might notice after effects, the resonance of that movement still within the body. And then beginning to just let the chin rock towards the top of the chest. And then if it feels okay for your body, just to let the weight of the head roll you down the spine. So really letting yourself be very curved, very rounded, as if you could nestle your breastbone back towards the front of your spine, and bending your knees a lot more generously the further down you get. You might pause in places and let those tight spots receive a little bit more awareness, more breath. And then bending the knees so much so you could come all the way down and then around, and we'll come to lying once again. Just notice if you're already there in your mind. Maybe just come back to where you are. Feeling that journey through the different planes to lying down. So feel free to have your knees bent or extended, space allowing. And let the weight of your body really see if you can give it to the ground. Letting yourself be and feel totally and utterly supported by the earth. You might sense into the quality of the mind, the heart, in this moment. With a sense of curiosity, of gentleness. So a poem by Mark Nepo. Having loved enough and lost enough, I am no longer searching, just opening. No longer trying to make sense of pain, but trying to be a soft and sturdy home in which real things can land. These are the irritations that rub into a pearl. So we can talk a while, but then we must listen. The way rocks listen to the sea. And we can churn at all that goes wrong. But then we must lay all distractions down and water every living seed. And yes, on nights like tonight, I too feel alone. But seldom do I face it squarely enough to see that it is a door into the endless breath that has no breather, into the surf that human shells call God.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.